So, to describe a character, or in order to write about a character, an author needs to know a lot about their characters. One way to analyse characters, or in fact a way to build the characters, is the pairs scheme. The P is for physical appearance, or in other words, the way a character looks. Now, this is most obvious in films, as there you see this straight away and without any words, and you immediately have a good idea of the social group a character belongs to, whether they worry about their looks, what type of clothing and style they follow.
But, sorry, how does that work in a book?
Well, in books, authors use either direct or indirect characterisation to convey a picture. With direct characterisation, you could have a passage describing how a young girl is fidgeting with the pearls on her slightly too long and too large ball gown that looks like it was made in the early 2000s, nervously balancing herself on the high heels her mother has lent her for the night.
But physical appearance then also includes hairstyle, use of makeup, body shape and so on, right?
Yes, of course it does.
So some aspects of appearance are simply the way they are, while others are basically a choice.
No, that is not true at all. Nothing is simply the way it seems. And nothing is open for debate and done by accident. Everything about the physical appearance of a character is planned. It is all deliberate. It's all part of the author's plan of how to build this character, to make it believable. Often you need to build a likeable character, but even for your villains, it's essential that the audience gets a well-rounded picture of just how evil a person is. And along with this, of course, goes attitude or action. What a character does, how they behave, tells us much more, in fact, about the character than just their visual presentation. In the simplest of terms, are we talking about a good or a bad person? Of course, this extends much further, like asking yourself, is this a helpful person? Or are they unkind to others?
Although, a character's actions can lead the reader astray, right? Like, take a criminal who gets others to trust him so that he can steal from them or use information that they give him or her to betray them.
Absolutely, and that is exactly why a well-written character is a thing to be joyful about. They are interesting. They make us think, keep us on our toes. Such characters do both in a great book or film. But really, the only way of knowing what they are in fact up to is by looking at the I, inner thoughts. What goes on in their mind helps us understand a person's feelings, and therefore their motives and the reasons why they act the way they do.
So does that provide their background story?
It can. It doesn't need to provide you with a full family history or anything like that, but they may reveal some aspect of this former life that causes them to act the way they do. Now, while inner thoughts show us the character's perspective, there is, of course, also the other side, the R, which stands for reactions. So what kind of reactions does their behaviour or their actions evoke in others? What's the effect our character has?
Would that include how likeable that persona is?
Well, yes and no. It depends on who judges whether or not that person is likeable. It doesn't matter whether we as readers or viewers like them. However, if you ask the question of how likeable other characters in a story find one person to be, then yes, that is exactly what it is.
So, if a character enters a room and everyone freezes, that's a reaction that shows the character is feared.
Or risen from the dead. But which of the two it is could be revealed in what way?
Well, by the way the character looks, so their physical appearance. If they're kind of mouldy and half eaten up, then it's the risen from the dead version. But if they are dressed in a like swanky, elegant, super expensive suit, then they might be a powerful mafia boss.
Absolutely. Any thoughts on how the A could be used in our risen from the dead versus rich criminal example?
Well, the latter would probably slowly slink into the room, and I'd write him to look at people quite arrogantly, without greeting them, and maybe he could be carrying a walking stick that he plays with as he walks into the room without speaking.
Sounds well-rounded to me. What about our zombie-like characters?
The stereotype would need them to be quite loud and rather clumsy, you know, stumbling around, not really walking straight, touching just about anything.
All right. Any ideas on the eye for those two characters?
I'd imagine the Risen Dead to be kind of funny, thinking things like, oh, the new iPhone looks amazing, and my, oh my, my girlfriend has gotten really old. Good job I died when I died.
I think the evil mafia boss should go something like, so there we are, sitting around the table with my arch enemy. Does he know or trust me? My own son-in-law wants to kill me, so that is what has become of this family.
Yes, both work well. The inner thoughts can also show some background, some past history of the story. Of course, the inner thoughts can be executed as she thought that. But how else could they be expressed? Any ideas?
The narrator could do that too, right? The narrator, especially if it's an omniscient narrator, can simply talk about the character's thoughts, because they'd know, right?
And in a film, you often just have the character's voice saying what they're thinking.
Yes, as a voice from offstage or off-screen. But equally, the character could simply voice their thoughts by saying them, by discussing them with another character, which is what S stands for, speech. Of course, speech is not only for the inner thoughts. In fact, what a character says can differ greatly from what they are thinking and what they might in fact want. So really, it can be quite interesting to compare what a character says with how they feel and what their inner thoughts are. However, the S does not only comprise what is said, but also the way in which it is said. Is it said in anger? Does the character only speak when it's absolutely necessary? Or are they a blabbermouth? So all of these aspects are used by authors to establish characters. And this means that equally, the pairs scheme can be used to analyse characters, so you can really understand what the characters are about.